I'm with Nantwich Town manager Phil Parkinson. It's finishing the Cheshire Senior Cup final. Crewe Alexandra 3, Nantwich Town 2. Phil, you must be absolutely delighted with the effort, the commitment, the quality that your players shown out there tonight.
Yeah, second half I thought we were by far the better team, really showed what we were all about. First half we didn't put a very good account of ourselves across, but I've got to give Crewe full credit there. I thought they were outstanding first half, really pressed well. I mean, I've been to watch them a few times, I've never seen them press like that. And the way they played, they were a pleasure to watch. It's what we like to do. And again, I was just speaking earlier to Jack there, and maybe because I have got one eye on promotion, maybe that was feeding through to my players in that first half. Maybe they didn't take it as serious as they should have done. But again, you've just got to give Crewe full credit for that first half. But second half, I thought we turned the screw on them. We footballed them to death at times. But again, it was that little bit of quality from Callum that got them the win, and rightly so. That was the difference between the two teams on the night, that little bit of quality in finishing, because I thought we had enough chances, as they did in the first half, to sort of win it in the end. We were the team in the ascendancy. I could only see us winning it at one point. But again, with that quality that they have, they're going to punish you if they get in front of goal. And he did that ever so well. He took his goal really well.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, down the left-hand side, especially in the first half, Crewe Alex were exceptional. Some great play. But the goal from Ryan Brook as well, you know, took that really well. Lovely ball in from Abadaki.
Yeah, he did. I mean, that you can tell with my lineup tonight, the three front lads probably haven't started a game for maybe a month now, so it was really important that they needed them minutes. And again, Ryan Brooks got us a goal, so centre forward scoring is always pleasing. Asabi set him up, and they got the work in for 45 minutes. Ryan got about 60-70 minutes, so it was really important that they got that run out. And I think you could see when we brought the likes of Joe on, Josh Hancock, they really changed the game for us. And maybe if you start with them, maybe it's a different story. But I thought we put a real good account of ourselves over in the second half. And the most pleasing thing for me is seeing so many Nantwich fans here with a big smile on the face. I know the Crewe fans will be happy because they've won. So both sets of supporters will go away very pleased with what they've seen tonight. Two local teams going toe-to-toe, really trying to play the right way. And it was a real good game of football, I think, to watch from a neutral's point of view, and probably both sets of fans.
Absolutely, 1,800 through, and a lot great atmosphere. You know, both sets of fans sat in there with each other watching the game. It was written in the stars, wasn't it, Phil, that Steve Jones had scored?
Yeah. Well, it would have been the icing on the cake if he got the winner, wouldn't it? And I think he was desperate to do that, but it just wasn't meant to be. But like I say, it's why I do it for nights like tonight. It makes all them long away trips, all that three games a week rubbish, all that kind of stuff that goes on, makes it so worthwhile when you see fans here just absolutely made up to see the team play well. They're obviously gutted that they've not won, but hey, listen, Crewe are a full-time team, they should be beating us. But I'd like to think that we took them all the way tonight.
Yeah, Hancock, as you said, I thought he made a big difference when he came off the bench, and you went for it tonight. You brought Cookie on, you brought Maswali on, you've given this Cheshire Senior Cup, you know, you've given it the credit it deserves.
We haven't turned up to lose, but again, we had one eye on obviously the playoffs. But in the same breath, the lads that I put out there are more than good enough to win games. And like I say, when you've got the goal scorers coming off your bench, that's what you want as well. So it's real mixed emotions. I sort of look at it, and I think maybe if I would have started with what I've been starting with the last couple of weeks, would it have made a difference? But again, I've got to be sensible about it. I think in the long run, the lads who've got minutes tonight, it'll really benefit them going in them final playoff pushes, because we'll need everyone. And the lads who come on obviously made a big difference, and that's what I want to see. It's just disappointing with the start, the goals we conceded. We can't start like that moving forward. But again, I thought Crewe was superb first half, so I'm giving them a lot of credit there. And my lads obviously really turned it on in the second half, so it was a real true game of two halves, so to speak.
Ashton United on Saturday, so you'll turn your attention to that. Everyone all right for Saturday?
Yeah, I'm sure they're all chomping at the bit now. It gives me a bit of a selection headache with lads doing so well who come into the fray to sort of stake a claim, but also lads who come off the bench and did ever so well again. So it gives me a real interest in a decision to make come Saturday. And then obviously we get a week to recuperate, moving on to like three games at, the following week or the week after. So we do really need to use the whole squad, and we're just really looking forward to this running now. We want to get our place cemented in them playoffs.
Tough running, but you'll be hoping for second or third to obviously get a home
definitely.
Tie.
I mean, if you look at it, Spenny probably favourites now to hit that second, unless something drastically goes wrong for them. But again, we'll be pushing them all the way for for that spot. But listen, I'll just be happy to be in there because the strides we've made moving forward from when I first come into finishing 15th to last season, was it 7th or something like that, to this season being so close to being in the playoffs. The aim was always the playoffs. If we can get in there, I'll be absolutely made up. If we get 2nd or 3rd, it would be just be a bonus for me.
Well done tonight and good luck for Saturday.
Thanks, John.
Cheers, Phil.
It's clear with your selection that you